podcast of Gunslinger Gaming from gunslingergaming.com. I'm with Freddy, Dick Laser, Corchy, and I'm McMurphy. This episode's topic is going to be kind of going over the newest news in the gaming world. We have some things to talk about, even though it's kind of one of those in-between months before the stuff really kicks off in the fall. You guys just want to go around and say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I love awkwardness. That's why I do.
Hello. Yeah.
And the song that brought us into the podcast that's going to be added in post-production is by Dick Laser.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
With your band, So Below, right? That was the name of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow Below.
So Below.
Sorry. I know.
Yeah. But, let's go on and just kind of what's the newest things to be released. I saw even on our forum, one of our members, I think his name's Odeon, he actually put a copy of the newest petition by the people unhappy with Xbox One in regards to them reversing their stance on the restrictions and the extra digital content. I kind of wonder what everyone's stance is on that. What do you think, Corchy?
Oh, I don't want to go first.
That's what she thinks.
What do you think, Dick? Let us
know. What do I think? I think they're foolish. It's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
The fact that they're just trying to stir up shit on the internet because they're bored. Because they've already flipped it. It's, the, like you said, a petition to a petition.
Yeah. What do you think, Freddy?
I think that this has been orchestrated by Sony.
There is no doubt that Sony's loving it.
I mean, as soon as I suddenly realized what you were talking about, I started furiously internetting stuff. And it says this was to be the future of entertainment, a new wave of gaming where you could buy games digitally, then trade, share, or sell those digital licenses. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it was a Steam model for Xbox. But consumers were uninformed and railed against it. It was taken away because Sony took advantages of consumers' uncertainty. We want this back. It can't be all or nothing. There must be a compromise. That's what the petition says.
Right.
Well,
it has over 1,000 people signed, which I think on change.org is not much, right? I mean, I think you usually don't do that.
1,000 people?
Yeah.
No.
Microsoft, we said it before in one of our previous podcasts. I only said podcasts. sorry.
Come on.
They make huge. I know. I'm going to get a game face on here.
Try to be professional. God.
Fuck. I'm sorry. What can I say? I just got to swear it out of the way. No. If they'd come out properly and stated exactly what their aims were and exactly how much it would cost and sell the benefits of this system to us, right, but not make it so restrictive so the console wouldn't work if it wasn't on in the 24 hours, have a little bit of consideration for people who don't have great internet or have internet goes out every so often, then I think that people could have been sold on this. You know, they could have said, look, the games will be cheaper. The games will be significantly cheaper if you buy them through the Xbox Store or whatever it is. You know, and if they'd done that and people have had a price comparison and said, well, okay, I don't actually own the game, but I do have a digital copy of the game, or I'm allowed to use a digital copy of the game, and that cost me, say, half the price of the box and the disc and having it there, many people would have gone for the digital copy. They wouldn't have bothered to rail against it. Because if you think about the packaging and the printing of the CDs and the printing of the bunch of the CDs and then shipping the stuff.
That's all still going to exist, though.
But it would, but the thing is that it saved on a lot of money for having not having to keep so many of those, having to produce so many of those, because many people would have gone for the half-price digital copy. Well, yeah. I know I've done. I mean, if something's half the price of a disc, I'm not that much of an anal retentive muppet to realize that that bargain.
I can't really see it ever being half price, though. I mean, it'd be like $5 off, or, you know, very insignificant.
$5 is not enough. They had to make it significant. I mean,
that's all it costs to put it in a box.
Well, in that case, then they're not gonna. It's not gonna work.
It's just plastic and paper. It doesn't cost much money. If you're making 100,000 of them, it's gonna be cheaper than $5.
Shipping costs must be fairly extensive.
Still, per unit, I bet shipping cost and packaging is under $5.
In that case, they're not going to make. Then it was never going to work initially.
But who am I, though? I could be full of shit. it's not that I know anything, you know. I'm just.
I mean, it worked with Apple in the music industry, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it would. Still buy CDs. I don't.
Yeah, I'm really saddened by the quality of music these days too.
Yeah,
choppy and digital and I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's a.
I miss the old crackle of an album.
Well,
or the kunk of an 8-track.
You hear that Neil Young and his team of experts are trying to put together a digital sound format that is actually closer to analog.
That's like, good.
Yeah, so it'll have the warmth of it, but you know, obviously, the ability to put on anything. I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but that's kind of a...
not really been a child of vinyl. I was a child of audio cassette and then some CDs. So, I listened to records. Some of my dad's old records, my mum's old records. You know, I think the CDs sound better, but I mean, what do I know?
CDs sound better, but MP3s really sound like garbage.
Yeah, that's what Neil Young was saying. He was saying he felt bad for this generation who has the, you know, Apple headphones in their ears because whatever they're listening to sounds like shit. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was pretty simple.
Now, you can get some stuff. If you download and have a good program and download your own CDs, you can get some good quality stuff on your iPod, don't get me wrong. But a lot of the stuff you're getting from off the web is just MP3s of MP3s of MP3s of
and they're compressed
of
too,
MP3s of
yeah.
Just garbage.
I think Dick's got stuck in an MP3 loop.
You know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean.
They know what you mean.
His needle is
copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. What is that?
But yeah,
with a billion every MP3s,
with the polar opposite of analog Xbox. Well, I think they've always, to me, we talked about it before, it's kind of a marketing issue, and they really messed it up. And I think, I think they really want to frame it as. If it's either we get the restrictions or if we don't want the restrictions, we don't get the extra digital content. And that's something else Sony, I think, announced today is with the PS4, you can share your digital downloads from any PS4.
Right.
You can go to a friend's place, you log into your account, boom, you have access to your digital content.
Okay, you have access to your digital content, but will it stay on their system when you leave?
I imagine it won't. I imagine the idea is when you go to a friend's house, you can play whatever game together, but when you're gone, obviously. I don't know how they're going to figure out what if you're logged. That must mean that you can't be logged in your same account at two different PS4s at the same time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
It'll boot you out. Yeah, yeah. It is fair. We found that out. My daughter and I, we can boot each other off by signing on each other's accounts.
Oh, really? You go. I didn't know that either.
Because we had them set up on both PS3s. That way she could download all the map packs for Black Ops and stuff like that, too.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's what I was wondering, how it was any different than PS3, because if I went over to my little brother's and signed onto my account, I can download all my games, and then they stay on there. You know?
Yeah, we downloaded it. Like, when we got all those free games when the PSN went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, you know, two for every account that I had, and then I put them all on Catherine's PS3, too. I got everything they had to offer.
Yep. And the Japanese games. And,
it's quick to share, you know? Hey, friendly.
So, how much do you think it is with Sony's announcement? How much is that you think is a stab to Xbox? It's like, see, we're offering... Because one of the big things is they were saying you can do that with your digital content. Now they're saying Xbox, can't.
Now, did Xbox ever come out and publicly say that we were going to let you share it with 10 consoles, but now we're not?
Well, they did that announcement, and it was kind of a bittersweet one, essentially saying, you know, they're responding to the consumer demand. They thank us for the feedback. But they kind of go on and salt it with, we were excited for all the possibilities and essentially kind of insinuating none of that's going to happen because of consumer fears.
Giving us the finger.
Yeah, kind of like, it felt a little like a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I think a lot of it's overblown. I mean, let's face it, when Xbox One comes out, it's going to be a hit, so... People are going to buy it.
Really?
So, yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
I think they will.
I think so. They may have a rougher launch than they would have otherwise, but I think down the road, particularly when it hits closer to Christmas, and, you know, there's not a big rotating NSA emblem on their screen, they, you know, think that, okay.
I'm just looking at Amazon. They've sold out of the day one editions from Xbox One.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I think Best Buy is too.
So, I mean, it's doing... I don't know what's their pre-order limit, you know. That's kind of...
40.
40?
Yeah, and GameStop, I believe, too. Pretty much everywhere is sold out.
Yeah.
Well, PS4s aren't sold out yet.
No, PS4s on GameStop is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they stopped taking pre-orders. So, I mean, I guess that's good signs for everyone. I think it's more, I don't know if you agree, but it's more about whether or not Xbox One will be number one this generation, as Xbox 360 was number one of this current generation.
Ooh, I don't know. Christmas time? Money talks. It's going to be a little cheaper to get a PS4 for the family.
Yeah, especially if you're like, well, I don't need the Kinect. Or like, well, the...
And it's going to be Grandma buying it for their grandson, and he wants a good gaming thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want to spend $100 less.
Yeah, I keep hearing that a lot, too. A lot of people don't want the Kinect, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It doesn't offend me. I mean, it would be kind of cool to get, but, I mean, I was never prone to get the Kinect on the 360. I just had heard too many bad reviews with the, like, second lag that's, or half-second lag that's between the Kinect and the device because it's USB-supported.
Mm.
But Xbox One, in theory, would cut that out because it's directly installed. It's not a...
Yeah, it's not going to happen. From what I've seen from the videos, it looks very fast. Like, right now.
Yeah.
Looks neat. You know, I can't wait to get one. It's going to be a long time and after a couple other consoles, but it's going to be cool when I do. You know, and I'm going to have a little drape to put over that thing at night.
Yeah.
And nobody will look at it.
It'll be covered in plastic.
Yeah.
You might want to get some sort of special gum to clog up its fucking microphones as well. That would just... that would so annoy me, because you'd be having I can just imagine what's going to happen. You'd be having a conversation, and you drop in the word Skype, and automatically it's open Skype up. Bing!
It won't be like that.
And all of a sudden, you're ringing your mum and dad. That would just be ridiculous. Why are you trying to watch TV?
I don't think it would. I think you're going to have to say Xbox One in a certain tone to get its attention and then tell it something.
Okay.
Well, okay. How about that Madden 13 commercial? I don't know if you had it. Well, probably not, Freddy, since we're the only ones that like American football.
Is there a difference of football?
What's that?
Is there a different type of football? You said American football.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this concept. Tell me more, too.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I had to play it.
Well, there's only two things we ask that we can have, American football and drones. I don't know why you get so picky about it.
Well, you guys can have the drones. I quite like American football, but, you know.
Hey, we got drones flying over us. I just saw on Facebook that one of the planes that hit the Twin Towers was a drone.
It's like crazy.
It's like World Weekly News on Facebook. All right, Bigfoot's baby. <That's the Empire. laughs>
Oh man, email me that. I'll see what it sounds
like. Is there a picture of Bigfoot's baby? I want to see.
Yeah, it's him and Bat Boys. Yeah, you heard that. Him and Bat Boys.
With a Z?
I don't think so.
No, oh, from.
Well, that would just be ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. Right. Ridiculous.
But with the Madden one, they're sitting there and they're playing. He's playing Madden 13, and he's calling out plays using the Kinect. And his friend comes in and yells "Hut" or something like that, and it screws up his thing. And all I can think when I'm saying that is like, that is a terrible advertisement for the Kinect. There's like, and this is in your commercial to advertise Madden / Kinect, is by pointing out the weakness of this device.
I'm thinking, I can't wait until I see somebody play that so I can screw with them.
Yeah.
It's like the current marketing strategy for all of Xbox is, right, how can we really fuck this up so that no one will ever want to buy a console? Yeah, okay, let's get them. It must be. I don't know. It's almost like they're taking the lead from Nintendo.
Well, I think the online trolls are having as much fun.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo, when the Wii U got released, not to say it wouldn't have the same problems, but I remember the first month it was being released, every publication, IGN, GameSpot, all they would do nothing but rag on the first day download.
Yeah.
That was such a horrible thing. Now, I can guarantee, I'll bet everything of nothing I own, that Xbox One and PS4 will have first day downloads, patch installs. There's just no way they won't. You think so, or?
I agree.
I think they will.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I bet they will.
Yeah, this is a new age. That's what they're trying to bring to us. They want to go streaming. They don't want to make discs anymore.
Right.
Because
they can. Yeah. It's just easier.
I mean, the digital has its advantages.
More people out of business,
not,
you know.
Plus the fact that they're improving the software and the way the system runs right up to launch. And you can't have that software installed on every single Wii U or PS4 or Xbox One.
Right.
So it makes sense that they're going to continue working on it until they get the consoles launched. And when you turn the console on and connect it to the internet, it'll immediately want to do an update because you'll want to get the latest operating system for that console because they've been working on it up to launch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do people not think rationally about this? Why would they rag on it and give it so much? Well, because it's Nintendo, and they didn't particularly like the way Nintendo have gone with it. But I don't think they're going to give the Xbox One and the PS4 so much abuse about it.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think we're going to get a lot of, well, what do you expect? That kind of thing. I'm just talking about the online trolls, which, who cares about them? But.
Well, online trolls got a troll, you know?
Yeah.
I can't see it. You know,
he's a fisherman. He's got a fish.
What else are they going to do apart from
well, yeah.
About the book? I can ask my mom for some more cheese.
And for our Spanish friends, he's a puñetero. He, you know, he's got to do it, man.
Show off.
Right. Thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Speaking of, and this is called Duty News, however, I think it kind of becomes a bigger topic, but what they've also announced, Infinity Ward, that they're going to have second screen support, so you can take an iDevice, an Android tablet, something like that, and you can be running some kind of application on it while you play, and it gives you, in theory, an enhanced gaming experience for Call of Duty Ghosts.
Right, like taking your eyes off the screen to look at the UAV.
Right. And they were saying, like...
I don't think that's enhancing, personally.
Now, how much is it? Now, they did say it's free, this, which I can't imagine it would sell if it wasn't free, so...
It's like Smart Glass, the Xbox Glass. Yeah. You know?
They're probably making it with that in mind, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
well, Freddie, if you think about it, it's like when you pull out the... Like, you get a score streak, and you actually pull out a little tablet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that screen, when you would actually pull out that tablet, you would grab your tablet off your lap, and you'd grab it and look at it. You wouldn't need to look at the screen, because you're in that mode anyway, so it doesn't matter. So you just type on your thing, you can touch where you want your bombs to land, boom, boom, there's dudes there, and there, and they all drop on them or whatever, you know? I think it's a really neat idea in that aspect.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to use it to look at your radar.
I could not drop my controller, use a stick to power where I want them to go, and then just get my controller still in my hands and carry on shooting people. I think it's a gimmick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to make it more immersive.
Yeah.
And that's good for younger people who are more immersive. I think it's neat. Yeah. I embrace technology and newness.
I do. But I
doesn't mean I'm going to use it.
No.
But I like it.
I think it's a gimmick, and I think that it's something that only people who are probably more au fait with using these fucking tablets that would use it. I don't have a tablet. I wouldn't use one.
Well,
I go on the computer, you know?
You got that kind of stuff around my house.
I know you have, and I can understand why, and I assume that Theo will want a tablet. And Samantha's got an iPhone, and she loves the iPhone. It's, you know, the best thing that I've ever bought her. She loves the bloody thing. But I personally don't get them. I just don't get them. I don't need one in my life. I'm really old, aren't I?
You're older than old man laser.
Hey, I'm older than old laser, saying that.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
This old interweb thing. Whippersnappers.
Seriously, I just...
Goddamn internet trolls.
I used to have baked potatoes in my yard.
You know, look, I am quite old-fashioned when it comes to this. I like my Hightower desktop. Okay, it's not really that suitable for playing games anymore, but it used to be when I first got it. And
back in the 80s, it was great.
And, it's nice to sit in front of a computer, be away from everything else, and just focus on what I'm doing. I just don't like tablets. I think they're pretty neat objects. I think that people would love them, but I'm not one of those people. I don't feel the need for one.
I'm not a big fan either, to be honest with you, but...
Yeah.
Sound like an old grumpy man, is what you mean. Thank you, Coach.
I think it could be cool, though, honestly. You know, I'm a big fan of the DS, and not that I want to compare it to Nintendo, but before the DS came out, I thought it was, honestly, I didn't think it would work. I thought it was the dumbest idea. Like, I can only focus on one screen at a time, blah, blah, blah. But there's some games... Not all, definitely not all, but there's some games that work very well having the second screen. Something that I would have never thought that anyone would ever need.
When they're touching each other, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right.
You don't have to change your focus. You just have to move
the
down.
Tab on your teeth.
You know.
And yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's like, I wonder how much it points to the idea that the Wii U will get Call of Duty Ghosts because it's not officially on the board yet. Although, you know, they take a while to announce that for the Nintendo port anyway. But, I mean, obviously they have the tablet right there, so.
Yeah.
Right, maybe they'll decide to actually bring it over since they're thinking of, oh, well, Xbox is thinking of adding a second screen. I guess we could maybe make the game for the Wii U.
Yeah. Well,
but if they're not going to do it, then no.
The official Nintendo magazine, which I didn't know was still in publication. I know in North America it's gone. They put out their last issue some months ago. But yeah. I guess in,
really?
Yeah, in the UK it's still going, right, Freddie?
Yeah, the official Nintendo magazine is still alive and well. I used to be a subscriber. I used to get it every month.
I have to admit, when I heard the last one is on sale in the US, I bought it. It was like Guardians 3 by Nintendo Power. I know.
I meant to, I forgot.
But
we're talking about Nintendo. Sorry, go away.
Oh, no, I was just saying that that one of the recent issues of it said that they had said it was confirmed for Ghost. So, and they wouldn't say what source. They said it's a retail source. Who knows what that means. But they even went on and did a whole spread about it during the E3 coverage for Nintendo.
All right.
Yeah. So
it must be coming out for them. It must be. Have we heard the news about whether DLC is going to be allowed?
No. Let's just say no. I think that's what everyone should just say no. I don't care if they
even. I doubt it.
You see, I mean, I don't really know about how much you're missing with the multiplayer maps. I mean, some of them are quite good, but I think that with the zombies, you've missed out immensely. The last three maps that have been released have been awesome. And the one that's been released just recently is possibly the best map that we've played.
You know, and speaking of the DLC, and like, do you like DLC? I'd like, Mass Effect had that big controversy because on Mass Effect 3, on day one, they had this big DLC that they're selling at the counter at the time you're picking up the game.
What?
Yeah, they were.
See, that's wrong.
Yeah, because the first thought is, why isn't it in the game?
Yeah. The second thought is, you're screwing me over. And the third thought
you already paid
me over.
That much for the game.
Yeah.
How much was the DLC? Did you know?
I don't know that offhand.
I don't know.
It was like 10
or
15.
How much was the game?
$60.
$60?
Yeah.
And then they're expecting you to stump a bloom of $15 for the DLC?
Something like that.
That's
just not right.
No, it isn't. That's just making people. That makes you feel like a chump.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. If you don't spend the $85 or $75, excuse me, you don't get the whole game to start.
Yeah.
The starting game.
Who here
is. Download content included. Oh, that'd make me furious.
That would make me very mad, yeah. I probably wouldn't have bothered with the game then. I'd probably just.
No, I said, give me my money back. Forget this.
Right. Yeah. Well, who here has purchased a season pass for a game before?
Yes.
What game?
Oh, I'm a fucking guess.
Call me.
How did you guess? I bought the season pass for Modern Warfare 3. And I like the game, it's just that it didn't work across the pond. Well, it did work across the pond if you were just playing with your friends in America or your friends in Europe, but if you tried to get those friends to have a party together, it didn't work so well. But I like the game, but it was like Modern Warfare 2.5. Seemed like I felt ripped off with that game. I was looking forward to it an awful lot. I was hoping they'd fix some of the issues with Modern Warfare 2, take some of the ideas from Black Ops, and make the game much better. And they did do some interesting things, like having non-resettable score streaks. You know, you could run support streaks as opposed to kill streaks.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
That was good, but there was a lot of there was a lot of trolls saying, you know, that it just means that someone can get 18 kills and 20 deaths and still get...
Kill streaks, yeah.
Yeah, and still get a VTOL warship or something daft like that, or... Yes, they could, couldn't they? Because there was one where it would... You didn't control it, but it would still drop the crates.
Right.
That was on the support streaks. So... And then it would defend the truck. It would defend the crate. So I can understand why people who were especially skilled at the game, or hacking, as I like to call it, that were able to get the high kill streaks. I can understand why you'd be mad, but then again, I don't know. It made it a little easier for people who do get a lot of kills, but also a lot of deaths, to actually enjoy the game a bit more. And then I bought the season pass for Black Ops 2 as well on the PS3.
You really showed them.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm the same way. I complain with Call of Duty, but I mean, I'm going to get the next one. And I think that's.
Yeah, I'm going to get the next one as well. I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
I would guess 80% of people that complain about it end up getting it. That's.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is, though, I don't.
Probably more than
that. I'll bitch all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't not enjoy playing it. I enjoy playing it. There are issues with it, but there are issues with a lot of games.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys all know, because you're all old enough, and we discussed this in our other conversation last week, that we remember when the games were glitched and broken on a cartridge, and the attitude of the people that made it was, well, fuck you, it's the game.
Right. Yeah, you weren't going to get some apology. You're not going to get, here, send it back to us. We're going to fix it. Yeah. We're going to open it up, have that solder and iron out.
We're going to get that done for you. Yeah.
Right.
Look at my telescope right here.
I don't know. I feel like they rush games now, and they just don't put as much into them because they know they have the ability to patch it, and then... It seems like sometimes they're still kind of just like, fuck you guys, deal with it.
Yeah. You just bought it. Is that what
you yeah, exactly. Like, we already have your money. Sucks to you.
Well, like that. Oh, this is a good topic. Although, maybe I'll finish going around before I ask this. But, Corchi, have you bought any season passes before?
No. No, I haven't.
Do you think you'll buy one for Kingdom Hearts if they made one?
The answer to that is yes.
That would be different. That would be completely
what about Mario
different.
Kart?
Because that game is awesome.
For that?
I would.
Yeah. I mean, but Nintendo's not going to do that.
No.
I highly doubt it. But if they did,
they should.
Of course, I'd buy it.
That would
they
be
should.
So cool if they came out with Matt Pax.
Yeah.
I can actually see them doing.
They should do that for Nintendo Wii now.
Well, they did that huge Luigi DLC for Super Mario Brothers U. I guess that was good. I guess it's hard as hell, but it's good.
Yeah. They claim that they're going to make download content on other games, even 3DS games. The fact they may have already, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I bet it'll only be first party stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it will. I mean, good luck trying to get third parties on the Wii U anyway at this point, so
yeah.
Let alone putting out DLC. But how about you, Freddy?
I would love to answer that question, but unfortunately, my wife has a moth issue, which I have to go deal with. So just...
salivating, she's going to eat her.
Just hold that thought for a second, and I'll be back in a moment.
Okay, we got a chance to talk about this. Okay. It's all flutters. He's like, Freddy, get this wolf out of here! Freddy! Man, actually, that's not what she has.
Sammy is going to go after you.
Yeah, she is. I love it, though. It's okay. Love you, Sammy.
You next time log in, you're blocked from Freddy. How did that happen? But his, like, you can see his signature, it's his avatar on Skype, and it's just a big moth.
You know, I have a couple of fresh pictures of big moths.
Why would you have that?
Because they exist around here. You can see this beetle. I'll put it on Facebook, I'll show it to you.
Oh, no.
This beetle, this is no lie. This thing was 2 inches long lace, yeah? Every bit of 2 inches long? And an inch tall.
That is not good at all.
You, if you made an okay with your hand...
Hello, I'm back.
The hole isn't big enough.
I'm picturing something from The Lion King. You know, The Lion King.
It was just, yes. Yeah.
What? Do you find it in your house?
No, it was actually outside the stoop at work.
Oh, okay, because if I found it in my house, I'd just burn down the house. I think.
No, well, my work is right on the Ohio River, so there's a lot of bugs this time of year down there, man.
Ooh, yeah.
The mayflies just came in, just covered the window. Anyway, so how was the moth killing?
It was fine. I didn't kill it. I just gently herded it outside.
Did you give it a stern warning, though?
I sort of gently herded it outside as it was trying to fly past me. And then just
so friendly on the other side of the world.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, like, grab a knife and stab it to the wall.
No,
leave it there so its friends can see. Don't go in there.
That's good eating some sort of spike or something, so send it outside. No point in wasting it, you know.
If you kill them, you leave them there, their friends see.
I do that with really big, scary-looking spiders. I'm not a big fan of spiders. No. If they're particularly big, I just like go, you've got to die.
I know. I just kind of zone in. It's like it really becomes a death match. It's either going to be me or the spider because that's my mind just is triggered that way. It's like one of us is going to have to die, and I don't think it's going to be
Black Widow
the spider. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but as long as you got some sort of boot on you and you step on that Black Widow, you'd be fine.
You can have a sock on.
No, I watched an article about a boy who put a sock on. Okay, the spider was in the sock, but he bit the shit out of his foot, and 2 minutes later, the kid's on the floor having a really serious reaction to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, the kid made it, but he always his socks funnily enough now before he puts them on. So.
Scary.
Always freak about his feet. Won't wear shoes or socks.
So what was the question you were going to ask me? Sorry, before I had to go.
You had to escort a moth out. It was season passes. Oh, no. You already answered that one. It was laser. Laser, did you have a six pass?
Oh, no. Goodness, no.
No. See, I've only had one, and that was for Uncharted 2. Now, Uncharted 2 is in my top 10, I think, of all time. But I really kind of felt ripped off at the end because it was like some skins, you know, online skins, and it was some extra multiplayer maps, but most of the multiplayer maps were just reboots of... Oh, no, sorry, I'm getting this wrong. Uncharted 3 is the one I bought it for because they had reboots of the Uncharted 2 maps, but if it was desert last time, now it's snowing, that kind of thing. And it was like I think I paid $20 for a season pass. I'm like, I didn't feel like I got $20 worth of material. But
a lot of people say the same thing with some of these DLCs because they're rehashing old maps and making them look prettier and better. But the difference is that some of these maps were some of the favorite ones from the previous game.
Yeah, so that's all they're bringing back are favorites, fan favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you didn't like Fire
Zombies. We have a whole other game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't even consider that in the purchase of their game sometimes that I'm sorry they don't like it, but it's the best part of Call of Duty.
It's definitely unique, you know.
I wouldn't say it's the best part.
Well, it's as good
it's
though.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 50-50, yeah, it's not the best. Yeah. You're right. Some days it's the worst, you know.
Yeah, it depends on who you game with.
Depends on the mood, yeah.
Oh, did that come out loud?
Well,
we can do that later.
To me, I'm not a huge fan of DLC for multiplayer, but I do like when DLC comes out for story modes. Like, I guess Last of Us is coming out with DLC, and a portion of it will be for extra content. I don't know what the heck they're going to put that for. I really hope they don't mess with the ending because think it has a perfect ending. But there's, like, gaps in the story. I guess you can go back and you can kind of explore what that character had to go through before you meet up with him or her. That'd be kind of cool.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, then it feels like I'm getting information. But...
Yeah, if you're playing a totally different storyline, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But along the same storyline.
Colchi doesn't sound so believing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of it like a book. Like, you know, like when they release a second book and they decide, like, oh, we're going to tell you this other part of the story that we didn't tell you the first time. And then it's like, sometimes it's awesome, but other times it just...
It's interesting.
I don't know, there are parts that you kind of fill in your head that are completely different than how you imagine them, and I don't know.
But the way, like, Lee's explaining it, it wouldn't even change the story because it'd be what these people had to go through before you met them.
Yeah. Of course,
so
I don't know.
You're
going to
end up at that point where they meet, and then that'll be it. You know, right?
I'm kind of thinking it smacks of Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I really like that series. And then they released a DVD called The Plan, which was like the backstory of why the Cylons decided to be complete twats. they are. They're scary. They're scary fucking things in the new one. But I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it because I thought, you know, you can infer what's happening from watching the series. You don't need this 1.5 hour, 1 4 hour, 45 minute TV movie that they're trying to sell you on DVD or Blu-ray for you to fill in the spaces. I just didn't think there was any point to it. But, you know, the series had been cancelled and they probably wanted to make a few extra bucks out of it. So,
and, you know, we all play games, so I think everyone's still kind of watches the series, like Freddy's mentioning. What series are people watching right now? Like, Corchi, what are you following on TV?
There's really nothing that's on right now, other than Dexter. I love Dexter. And if you guys watch it, this new season is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot
better. I can't talk about it because, spoilers. Spoilers, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the whole plot is nothing but spoilers. You can't mention it. If somebody hasn't watched the last season, you can't even talk about the first new season.
No, right, you can't at all. It's awesome.
That'd be rude. It'd be rude.
Yeah.
I mean, considerate. Not that I've watched Dexter, because I stopped watching it after the second season. I liked it.
Just incredible. The last two seasons have been a little rough, but this season hopefully it's better. It's the last season, so I want to see how it ends.
Yeah, I think it definitely has potential. Definitely, I like where they're going so far, kind of. But that's all I can say.
I feel very bad for his sister.
How about vague and vague with nothing in it?
What are you watching, Laser?
See, that's the thing. I don't really watch TV.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of play it. I we'll watch a movie sometimes after gaming.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like The Lorax or Despicable Me, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
So your kids, Do they watch?
And I like that stuff too. So they're lucky they have a dad that loves cartoons. So
do they? Are they still at the age where they have to rewatch something like 20 times over?
No, thank goodness, no.
See, we were like that with the Goonies. I swear, every day we put in the Goonies.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Goonies is great.
That was awesome.
How about you, Freddy? Are you following anything?
I'm not following anything on TV.
Well, this was a great question I had.
Yeah, this is a good question.
It's good to know we don't watch TV so much.
No, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I am rewatching Battlestar Galactica.
Internet. Does that count as TV? I read all my news.
Well, yeah, I go to the Google News. Read that. But which Battlestar Galactica is this? The
the new one, the
later one.
Yeah, which I think was an amazing series. It really was a very good series. I enjoyed it immensely, except for the ending, which I won't go into.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I kind of liked the ending, in a way. Mm. But that's because the season prior of it, I thought was crap.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, like when... No, I can't even talk about it. It's what... Like, they had to do something with the fact that a certain character was presumed dead.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So, I think it was, like, with Dexter, last season of Dexter, I think this whole thing is trying to kind of write themselves off out of some really crappy plot points.
Mm-hmm.
And try to wrap it all up and still make it cool. And I feel Battlestar did the same thing.
You see, no, I think that what they were trying to intimate was that character. I think they're trying to bring sort of like religion and spirituality and science fiction to one whole. Mm-hmm. That there is, and I think that what they were trying to do is say that she was actually, because at the end of the very series, you're in modern day, I think it's LA actually, I'm not sure, with the two characters that look like characters in the series, but are obviously not them. Mm-hmm. And they're obviously some sort of, I hate to say the word supernatural, but they're obviously some sort of
spirits,
supernatural beings that are overlooking mankind or overlooking sentient life rather than just mankind. I don't know. I think they were trying to get religion into it, and I liked it. I did like it. I liked the whole concept of it. I liked the fact that they went back and did some of the stuff different, and they tried to get some of the stuff the same, and they expanded upon the religion of the colonies. I did like that. I liked the military aspects of it, and the sort of like on your edge. You can't stop watching it. You've got to put the next disc in. You've got to see what happens in the next episode. But I think that it ended too soon. They had to end it. I think it was in the middle of the writer's strike, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Strike.
A lot of
so much TV.
It did.
Good TV.
Yeah, and I think some of its impetus. And unfortunately, many of my favourite shows have suffered from this. Farscape. Maybe you watched that. I loved Farscape.
No, I haven't watched it. I mean, I know it, but yeah, I haven't watched it.
No, TV series. That was a supremely original TV series. I sci-fi. I loved that. And Battlestar Galactica suffered from it. Not Battlestar Galactica. Babylon 5. Probably one of my all-time favorite TV shows.
What is it called?
Babylon 5.
Oh, yes. Okay, never mind. I don't follow it, though.
For goodness sake, Lee, if you... Where have you been for the last 20 years? No, seriously, Babylon 5 was an amazing series. If you watch it back now, the CGI is a bit ropey and some of the acting is very hammy, but I still love that series. I still love it. I love Londo. I think Londo is one of the best characters that has ever been. Him and Jakar are probably the two of the best characters that I've ever seen on TV. Just because they're so complex. And of course their characters progress. They change throughout the five seasons of Babylon 5 to the fact that they're completely unrecognizable from the first time you see them. I'm boring you now, Arshel.
Yeah.
No, is there anything? <You're> like, yeah.
He's an honest man.
I'm sorry. I know.
I just don't have anything to say about it.
I'm sorry about it.
None of you watch The Walking Dead? I'm kind of...
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I have spent my time watching that, but just because I'm a zombie fan.
Yeah, exactly. They write some really annoying characters, but
yeah.
Not to give any spoilers, they've killed every single character I found annoying.
Yeah, they do really well at that.
Yeah.
Like, I think they do that on purpose.
I think so, because it's like, is this bad writing? Because you watch stuff and it's like you're supposed to really get into the characters, but you just find them like...
I wish they were dead.
Huh? Yeah, the whole time it's like, I can't stand them, this is bad writing.
Well, I hope they eat them.
Yeah, and then in this one, Walking Dead, every time. He's like, yes. But
that is kind of nice.
Looking back and all now, it could be
current. It can be past stuff. Has there ever been a movie or TV video game that you've actually liked?
Aladdin from Sega. It's a good game.
The Sega Genesis version, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a difference between the SNES and Genesis one.
And strangely enough, I didn't have Sega. My neighbor had it, but it was awesome.
Sega.
So.
Yeah, I remember all those commercials.
No, there's got to be something else. That's just the first one that came to mind. Let me think.
GoldenEye doesn't count. Let's take that off. Everyone's going to say GoldenEye. The original Nintendo, I really liked the Dick Tracy game. I don't know why. It's a bad game, but...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you had to pick up the clues.
Yeah, that was a good game, yeah.
Yeah, that was back when, was it, Worm 80?
Dick Tracy, and they had all the crazy named people and the mug-faced fellows, you know. That's older than Old Man Laser, Dick Tracy stuff, you know. Like the stuff my dad was into.
Oh, man.
But, I don't know. Are you against them trying to do game adaptions to movies, or?
Does Kingdom Hearts count as a game?
I knew you were going to mention
movie characters? Yeah, because that one's awesome.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I guess
they have. Did you ever see that Spirits Within? That was pretty good.
No.
Spirits Within, is that,
It was just
sounds
neat.
Familiar.
It was a Final Fantasy movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there was that one.
I think that's what it's called, Spirits Within.
Yeah, that's right.
They did two of them.
There's a Halo movie out on Netflix right now. Keep meaning to watch it.
Oh, that's... Oh, that reminded me of what I was going to ask you earlier. One of the things that Xbox One got crap for was really focusing on the social, but also bringing your media into there. And I actually didn't think that was such a bad idea. How many of us have Netflix or Hulu Plus or just streaming device? Do you use it on your video game systems?
Always.
Yep.
I see. I have them installed on all. I have it on Xbox 360. PS3 and
Wii.
And the Wii. I actually have the Wii in the bedroom since I don't use it.
And on the Android devices and the iPods and the tablets.
Yeah, it feels like they could. I mean, if they are really going to expand it, I mean, it seems like this kind of proves that there's a market for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see the point in watching Netflix on your computer when you can watch it on the big screen in the comfort of your sofa.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Everything's in HD. It's nice.
Yeah, everything is in HD.
Streaming HD, I thought that was never going to be possible.
Yeah.
When people told me I just could have on-demand TV 10 years ago, I scoffed at them. You're high on crack, sir. There's no way I could tell my TV what I want to watch and through a wire. Ooh, it's going to just start. Lo and behold, slap my face.
It's got bad because I never even think about when shows are actually being played. I'm just like, well, I'll catch on Netflix. Or I'll watch it on demand, like you were saying. You know, it's been recorded for me on some device. I don't know. You're not streaming anything yet at the moment, right, Corchi? Or you used to have Netflix.
Right. I had Netflix for so long. I was like, I wasn't really one of the first, but I mean, when it was brand new, I had it. I don't remember why, honestly, but I loved it. And I've spent so much time watching that stupid thing. I've bought DVDs because there were TV shows I caught on there, and then I had to buy them on DVD and so on. But I don't currently have it. If I had it, I'm sure I'd watch the crap out of it. But, I mean, I can't say I miss it incredibly, but maybe it's just been a while since I've had it.
You see, I have Hulu Plus as well, although I'm going to let that go. On the Wii U, by the way, the app is broken. If anyone thinks about getting it on the Wii U, well, first they have to, you don't get
it. What does it do?
It freezes left and right. It's crap. Mm-hmm. and they've never fixed it. So
it works on PS3 and.
Oh yeah, I watch on PS3. Xbox. It,
360, yeah.
It personally annoys me that how the infrastructure is on the 360. That for
yeah,
some
it's
reason.
Better on PS3.
But that you have to pay for it. Like if my live membership runs out, I can't access Netflix. Is like, really?
That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I'm not gonna ever watch it on the Xbox. I've got it installed on there, but I don't like the infrastructure. Like you said, I prefer the infrastructure on the PS3.
Yeah.
So if we watch Netflix, we watch it on the PS3.
That's when we usually watch stuff on the PS3. The Wii, well, sometimes the Wii, but it doesn't really make much of a difference. However, if you want to get nitpicky, on the Wii U, it's a little better. Not Hulu Plus, obviously, but you know how you'll click something and then you have to see the description?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to do that. It's like when you're on the item, you get to see that description window on your Wii U screen anyway.
Oh, right.
So that's a little nice, but, I mean, that's such a micro detail.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that the Xbox 360 starts playing it whilst you're hovering over it. Really, really annoys me.
Yeah.
That annoys me intensely. It just... I don't know why. Why do that? I'm trying to read.
I wouldn't like that. Yeah.
No, it just annoys the shit out of me. So,
you also
especially doesn't it like pick up right where you left off? So if you ever went back to it, isn't it going to like skip the beginning? You know,
yeah,
or do they not do that anymore?
They do that on the PS3. I mean, I'm still watching Ghost in the Shell Solid State Complex or something. It's a manga that I used to watch when I was much younger, and I was re-watching it, and I'm still on episode something of a season 2, and every time I go on it, I just click around to make sure I don't lose it off of my off my recently watched, so that I can carry on watching it when I get time, but no, it still works just as it worked before on the PS3, it works very nicely, I like it.
Are any of you planning to get Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yes.
Well, that's a yes for me then.
I
can't like it. You see, the thing is,
have you seen the trailers for it?
No, mate.
I just played them all, so I have to.
I don't really like them.
There's three playable characters now. Oh man, it's very interesting.
See, it's never been my type of game, but.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I've played them since the beginning. I've played them all.
I was looking at like the greatest Easter eggs, which is kind of a cool topic in on itself. But you know, video game Easter eggs, and I saw the one about one of the Grand Theft Autos where you go into the Statue of Liberty and there's a pulsing heart.
That must have been from the first Vice City.
I don't know offhand.
Not Vice City. It had been the first one, just Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know. Is there any famous Easter eggs that all of you know of? In any game, not... I mean, forget Grand Theft Auto, but...
Well, I know lots of Easter eggs, but right now only ones that come to mind are zombie Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like the one in Mob of the Dead, when you find the three whiskey bottles,
uh-huh.
And it plays... Rusty Chains, the Soundgarden song, but with Johnny Cash singing it.
Oh, Rusty Cage, yeah.
Rusty Cage, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awesome. You gotta find the three whiskey bottles. That's pretty good.
I just, isn't there one with the newest Nuketown where you do something with killing the mannequins, not killing the mannequins, but shooting all the mannequins a certain amount of time, and then a Activision. Well, it's no the. Then you go to the board that's in the middle of the map, like a billboard, and then what's playing on there, you can play old school Activision games like Pitfall and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've not heard of that.
Oh, I'm gonna have to drop a link, but.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But
Activision are giving us something free?
Well, every time you have to play Pitfall, you want to play Pitfall, you have to go kill a bunch of mannequins. But yeah.
Well, what was those? They put those other games in Black Ops in the computer. What was in there?
Oh, the DOS? There was the on top view. No. It was Zork. Is that what you said?
Zork, yeah.
Yeah. The text game, the old DOS game. I had that on my old Mac, actually.
Oh, man. That takes me back to the day.
Or, like, when, later on, when Zork had, GIFs that would show up on each screen. So you could actually see a house.
Amazing.
Remember video games with text.
Yeah. They were good.
Just like
King's Quest,
I remember that. Or the Choose Your Own Adventure books, I remember that as a kid.
All of them.
How to fight Space Dracula or some crap like that. But
Space Dracula.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so I was thinking maybe we just go around and say what is your favorite PS3 game? Porchy? You make it three if you can't, but, you know, kind of your favorite.
My favorite three games? No. Well, I'm going to have to say Little Big Planet as one of them, because it's awesome. I love it. I love the Uncharted series. I mean, I think we all know the second game is probably the best in the series, but, those are my favorites, I'd say.
Oh. How about you, Laser?
I'd have to go with Black Ops.
The first one?
Yes.
Awesome.
The game itself was awesome. The campaign and the zombies, yeah. They brought back all the World of War maps, so yeah, it was nice.
And how about you, Freddy?
I'm going to go with three. I'd say Black Ops as well. For the same reasons Dick said. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. Really like that game. Played the shit out of it for about 2 weeks. And I think the last one would probably have to be the one that's currently in the disc drive of the PS3. Which, surprise, surprise, is Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
See, I would have picked it a close second. But I had to pick just one.
Yeah. I can't do that.
But didn't you also love that DLC game Wipeout?
Oh, I did, but the thing is...
Wipeout HD.
You know what I realized when I started playing it?
Huh.
I'm an old man. I can't drive at nearly 800. The thing is, the speed on the Phantom Class, I could just about cope with Rapier. I was not.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
That Princess, though, I forgot that was the great game.
I love that game.
I looked
on my list. What's called to play Fat Princess again?
Oh, I love that game. I'm going to play tonight.
There you go. See, my first one would probably be Last of Us. Close second would be Uncharted 2. So two Naughty Dog games. I don't know. It feels like I have to put Killzone 3 and Modnation Racers somewhere there, too.
Yeah.
Modnation Racers is further down the list simply because they took them so long to make that a good game, and then it finally became a good game.
It was too late.
But Killzone 3... Killzone 3 would be higher if the offline story mode didn't suck. I actually finally finished that. It felt like a kill...
It wasn't great, but yeah. I liked it.
It was, yeah, well, I did. It was the next, see, I had never finished it, and after I finished Last of Us, I was like, I really need to play a story game again. So I was like, well, I never finished the story mode at Killzone 3, I just went right to online. So I did that.
You can't go from a great game to Killzone 3.
No.
There, come on.
Yeah, I can't even
remember what it was about, though, honestly. I don't know.
There's a lot of cutscenes of them just talking military lingo, and it's like, oh, really? Even Call of Duty does a little better than that, you know?
Hey, remember, everybody's got to play Black Ops 2 all the way through and then get through the credits.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. I have to go and do that now.
Gotta YouTube that. I want to find
funny.
It.
I can't believe there's not a post about it anywhere on the site.
I'm going to have to check. Yeah, I am surprised because that seems like such, talk about Easter eggs, kind of a nice little Easter egg there.
Yeah, you've got to sit through 35 minutes of credits to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, I went fishing and shit.
You did.
Granted, I can fish pretty much off the back porch, but not really.
With the human-sized beetles?
Well, no, this one beetle, it wasn't, I let it go at my house. I think the chickens ate it.
Damn. What would you do if you went outside and three chickens were dead?
I guess I'd pick them up and throw them in the creek. No, I'd put them in the trash. Is this a trick question? Did you just kill my chickens?
Yeah, no. Probably.
Honey, are our chickens alive?
Well, on that note, we kind of, our self-imposed time limit is up, so we got to wrap it up. Again, the outro music is by Dick Glazer, so same song, just in case you fast-forward and you got to the end. But thank you all for joining us, and let's all say bye. Bye.
Bye.